Welcome to my podcast, The Four White Lines. Well, I guess you're wondering why I've called it The Four White Lines. Actually, very simple. I live in sport, and everything we talk about in sports is about how the performances between the four white lines of play are often affected by everything that happens outside the four white lines. And this analogy is actually very specific to not only sport, but actually business, life, leadership, and a whole bunch of other things. So why not call it Four White Lines? Let's go on a chat. Enjoy the podcast. The relentless ebbs and flows of the ocean waves, as the ocean just continues to keep at it, as it does day in and day out. I can't help but standing here this morning, just before 6 o'clock, at a place that has become really important to my family and I for more than 40 years. A place where my folks have been coming to from before I was born. And I've been coming to since I was a really young boy. And just watching the beauty of the waves and the ocean this morning, I look around again at the area around it, the environment around it, and also notice how it has changed over the last 40 years. How it's changed in terms of the dunes from what I remember when I was a little kid. But consistently, the ocean keeps coming in and going out, changing with the tides, changing as it needs to. But I can't help but thinking that there's so many, and I know it's a bit cliche, but there's so many comparisons and so many lessons we can learn from this, specifically around when we think about the ebb and flow of the ocean and the waves. How the ups, the very high ups and the very low lows, can be quite dangerous or disheartening or tough. But at the same time, if we think about life, we experience similar ebbs and flows. We experience similar highs and lows that sometimes seem too hard and too tough for us to conquer, or unsafe or disheartening in the lows. But we also experience calmness, like I saw this morning in the ocean. Absolute calmness, with the water looking like a sheet of glass. We also have those moments in our lives where we can experience those calm moments. And I think it's in those moments that we need to use as opportunities for us to reflect, to grow, to relax, and to take stock of the realities that we faced. All the highs and the lows, the ebbs and the flows, as I mentioned. It's important for us in those calm moments also to take time, because those calm moments are there. They may not be long, they may just be very short sometimes, or feel very short, but they're actually longer than we realize. But it's important for us to take stock in those moments. But as I was looking around at the environment, I was looking at the dunes, and I was looking how shape of the dune has changed over the last 40 plus years. From what I remember many years back to running and playing up and down those dunes to what it looks like today. And today in certain areas there's lush vegetation in places where there wasn't. And that's all because the ocean continued just being itself. It continued to keep at it. It continued when it was good, when it was bad, when it was tough, when it was easy. It continued when people polluted it and people threw rubbish in it and in many ways have destroyed parts of it. But it has just continued to do what it does. And I know it sounds maybe very stupid, maybe the analogy of an ocean just keeping, that's what we just take it for granted. But at some stage these things could change. But what I did see was I saw the environment that was changed because of the consistency of the ocean. I saw also an environment that got changed not only because of the consistency of the environment, but also because of the changes of the ocean, the tides, the highs and the lows that I was talking about. The environment changed because of that too. It changed because of how it was affected by something that was consistent day in and day out. We know that there's always two changes. There's two low tides and two high tides every single day. And it's all got to do with the moon and the moon rising and the moon moving around where we need it to be. But those consistencies have over time changed the environment. So I think sometimes we sit in spaces where we actually don't see the changes. We may not see the changes that we're doing by being consistent day in and day out. We may not see the value. We may not experience the change that we're looking for. But our challenge is to be consistent as best possible day in and day out. Because chipping away at what we do and how we do it will have long-term changes. The question though is, through our consistency, will it lead to positive or negative changes? Will it lead to positive beauty that I saw this morning as I'm looking around me? That positive beauty of the change of the environment? Or will it potentially lead to destruction and negative? And so the question I have for each and every one of us, the question I've got for myself is, what am I consistently doing today? Am I being consistent in what I'm doing today? But more specifically, am I being consistent in what I'm doing today to have a positive effect on my environment in the future? That's our challenge for each and every one of us, I think. It's about consistency. It's about doing the same things over and over again. And knowing that long term, we will see the benefits, we will see positive, we will see change. So that's my challenge to each and every one of us. Keep chipping away, as difficult as it is. Keep chipping away so that we can actually see the positive changes that we need to see. Anyway, keep well, look after yourselves, and chat soon.